we'd like to share with you from the book of James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 25, and supporting scripture from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible declares in James 1, 22, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into that perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed indeed. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We are to use a thought or a subject this morning. We heard the word, but will we be doers? We heard the word, but will we be doers?
True, the Lord reigns forever. And all we have to do is glorify his holy name. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And I just wonder how many of you are glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. I commend you for what you done last week, but last week has come and gone. And so we're yet still on this Christian journey. And we got to continue to do what the Lord God would have us to do. Continue to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord our God. And we are glorifying God for his goodness and his mercy. Thanking the Lord for allowing us one more time to stand. As we stand for the Lord, we know that he is pleased when we are obedient to his word. We are truly blessed this morning to come together again after attending our homecoming revival last week. Homegoing for Sister Walsh on yesterday. The wedding of David and Diane Price on yesterday. So it's been a very busy week all around the board. But thanks be to God, he's the God that shall reply and renew our strength. Well, the strength that we had on yesterday is already gone. But we laid down and tried to rest last night so that we have renewed mercies to stand and do what the Lord God would have us to do on today. Our special blessing today is having a chance to see our children utilize their gifts. Hallelujah, Jesus. We seem to have a shortage of young people. And so it's amazing how at certain times they just appear. Easter Sunday, we have the biggest Easter parade. And throughout the rest of the year, they just sort of dwindle away. I do know we have a lot of our college students that have gone back to school. But I'm sure we have more of our students that are yet still in school that are of age that they should be able to be a part of God's blessings and to be a blessing to the people of God. And we can't blame the children. We have to look at the parents. Sometimes if you don't feel like going, you need to send them anyway. Make sure that they are getting nurtured. Make sure that they get the training, that if they get the right training in Christian living, then you won't have as much trouble or you don't have to pray so hard as they get older. Because one thing about it, at some point or another, they're going to have their own mind. And they're going to do whatever it is that they feel like they're big enough to do. So we embrace those that will come. We thank God for those parents that encourage them to come. And so we just solicit your prayer. We solicit your help that you would help us to help our own so that they would know that there is something very special about serving God. When you serve God at a young age, you seem to allow it to grow in you. And it will allow you to do some things that you'll be very surprised at what God can do. We are thankful to God because this is another day that the Lord God has made. We should be grateful to still be yet counted amongst the living. Somebody left this morning on that morning train. But aren't you glad that it wasn't you? Hallelujah. The Bible declared that we should be also ready. And so whenever that time comes, we can't hinder it. We can't stop it. And I don't think we're homesick, but we ought to be ready to serve God while we have a chance. On a day like today, when the Lord has blessed us in such a masterful way, we can't help but tell our God, thank you. We should be thankful for another chance just to offer God praises. So many times we fail to realize just how good and how important it is to have a relationship with God. We love to share with our best friends. We love to be there for one another. But the best relationship you can have is a relationship with God. If you are able to say and know it from the depths of your heart, that you can honestly say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And as long as I know that I got him as the shepherd, my shepherd supplies each and every one of our needs. Somebody said he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I thank God for being an on-time God this morning. Thursday night when we received the benediction, it sealed all of our services for the week. We had a wonderful week of full of the Spirit and full of God's power. We had some that wasn't here and some that came every night. So our message this morning is for both sets, because my intent is to give you a short overview of what we were blessed to hear from Sunday morning through Thursday night. Last week was a time that we too, like David, should be able to say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. See, it's all right to come. It's all right to be able to call somebody and say, we had a good time at church tonight. But if you forgot everything that you heard, then I begin to wonder, what good is it going to do you? You got to learn how to hold on to what God has allowed you to hear, to witness, and to be a part of. Then he says in the 16th verse of the 119th division of Psalms, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So my question to you is, after all the word we heard, did you get it? So you can be in here, you can hear it, but that don't necessarily mean that you got it. Now, you don't have to wear a sign saying that you got it. You don't have to go around and try to embarrass nobody because you got it. But you ought to hide it somewhere down in the depths of your heart, because you just don't know when that word is going to have an occasion to readdress your mind to let you know that God is still right there by your side. You got to know that your God is right there. You got to know that there's a challenge on you this morning, that whatever you heard, not only be a hearer of the word, but the basic of what I'm saying to you this morning is to continue to be a doer of the word. We look at our supporting text this morning. Two verses, Proverbs, the third chapter, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, King Solomon also tells us that in all of our getting, get an understanding. So now, if something came across last week that you didn't quite understand, that's why you were given the scriptures in advance, so that in your own time you can go back and reread that and clarify some of the things that, you know, sometimes as ministers we get to talking so fast and get all excited and we miss certain points. But that's why you get the text, so that you for your own self can open up that Bible of yours, begin to read what thus said the Lord our God. If we lean not unto our own understanding, see, there's sometimes that we think we know it all. But I found out there's so much that I don't know, and there's some things that I'm going to die not knowing. But those little things that God have allowed me to know, it's good to be able to share the good news. If we are obedient, it will help us along the way. Certain times when we recall something that was said and let it speak to our minds, and knowing that it will help us along the way in life. Something about the word of God, something about the Spirit and the power of God, this makes me understand that God is truly a miracle worker. And you know, sometimes we say that God works in a mysterious way. It's mysterious because we hadn't taken the time out to learn about who God really is. My Bible says that God can do anything but fail. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what problem that you may have at home, all you got to do is trust that God will help you along the way. How many times do you call on God while you're in the comfort of your home? Don't just wait until you come to Bible study. Don't just wait until you're here on Sunday morning. But every day in your life, you ought to be able to call on the name of Jesus. And nothing less when you wake up in the morning. You ought to say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day's journey. When you go out on your errands and you go from A to B and God allowed you to go to C, you ought to thank God that you got there safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. God is a mighty God. And he have angels dispatched that is watching over us, that is helping us all along the way. Now, as we look at our text, James speaks of the test of our obedience. You see, I know that when the spirit is high, we feel it and we get all emotional and we react to it. But now that it's all been said and done, what do you remember about last week? I don't need to be reminded of who was shouting, who sang what. But what do you remember about the word of God? What do you remember that each message had for you? You see, if you listen close enough, every message has something in it for you. And also we need to understand that we're not put here to dictate or to judge what part of the message is for whom. You got to listen close enough and get what God wants you to have and then know that everything will work out for your good if you do what thus said the Lord our God. We all will be able to say that I'm more than a hearer and I want to be a doer as well. Now, when we look here in James, we find in the second chapter, in the first chapter, starting at the 22nd verse, the Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So if you're just going through the motions, if you're one of those that nod out and say amen, and you don't even know what you done amen to, you're deceiving yourself. But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, meaning that you're just like looking in a mirror. The same thing you saw before you left home, that's the same thing you're going to see when you get back. You ought to get something out of the service that when you get back home, you ought to have a little drive. You ought to be enthusiastic about what the Lord God had to say to you on that night. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. The word does not do us any good if we don't try to receive it. You got to ask the Lord, give me understanding. Lord, help me to understand what you are saying to me even on today. There's somebody in here that already know that all this message is about this morning is regrouping what we got last week and being able to know that it's still somewhere in the depths of our hearts and in our mind. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. So in other words, you are free to do what you want to do, but continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer. So now, when you hear, you got to hear and be precise and get an understanding. What is God saying to me in this text? But he wants you to know that if you be a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in all of his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious, bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. You know how you talk the talk, but you just don't walk the walk? Sometimes we know the words to say, but there's no depth behind that word. We got to have a meaning to do what God would have us to do. Pure religion is undefiled before God. And the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. We got to do what God wants us to do. When we look and see that we're being tested by the faith that we have as Christians. That not we know that everything that we got to do, we got to trust in the power of a loving God. God bless us from last Sunday up until this present moment right now. And I wonder, is there anybody that understands that God blessed us with a mighty word? See, when you ask the Lord to send you a message, God will send you a message whether you want to hear it or not. We got to trust that God is a mighty good God. You got to learn how to restrain your tongue and restrain from saying things that may be evil or hurt somebody else. We got to show our practical concern for those that are in need. We got to keep ourselves pure and away from all sin. You got to learn how to resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. You got to learn how to tell the devil you're nothing but a lie. Now, I'm talking to anybody in here that ever been tried by the devil. Is there anybody in here right now that came to the services on last week and began to remember, I got to have something that I can hold on to? You see, when we go all the way back to last Sunday morning, I talked about we will all have our day. We all going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God for ourselves. And I wonder, is anybody preparing for that day? That day when you're going to stand before the Lord our God. But I come by to tell somebody that on that afternoon, he said, moving forward. You got to learn how to stop looking back and move to the forward and what God will have you to do. You got to do what the Lord wants you to do. And I'm so glad on Monday night when he proceeded to Jerusalem after the Passover, there was a praise report, and that turned into a testimony. Anybody got a praise report? Anybody got a testimony? That last week I was feeling a little down and out, but the Lord lifted me up. The Lord made me feel a little bit better. The Lord changed my way of thinking. The Lord made me look out of a spiritual eye. I'm not looking to judge nobody, but I want to let you know that God wants you to be real. Somebody said, be real, be sealed, or be real. If you're not going to do it to the glory of God, just don't do it for a form or fashion. And then I want to let you know on Tuesday night, we heard 2 Samuel say, if you're getting ready for eligibility for an upgrade, you got to get out of that comfort zone. You got to stop thinking that you got everything all right just because you do a little bit. You got to let the Lord use you while you have a chance. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Anybody give God thanks this morning? Anybody come to glorify the Lord? Anybody waiting on your upgrade? I'm so glad I got an upgrade. For one time, I wasn't nothing but a singer in the choir. But God elevated me to be a minister of the gospel. And I want to tell God, thank you. I thank you for the upgrade. I thank you for being the God that I can always depend on. Then on Wednesday night, he talked about dealing with troubled time. Is there anybody got any trouble in your life? God will be there in your troubled time. He'll work everything out for your good. Don't let the trouble get you down. Trouble come, but trouble will go. When you see trouble in the way, you got to learn how to turn the other way and know that God is going to do what needs to be done. But then on Thursday night, he said, on this day, I refuse to be a failure. I'm not going to let nothing hold me down while I'm trusting God. Is there anybody in the house got a blessing on last week? I'm so glad I know the Lord. I'm so glad I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be. When you hear the word, you got to be a doer of the word. You can't just let yourself sit idle. But it's time to be about your Father's business. It's time to get up and start to do something. You got to look up to the hills, knowing that that's where your help comes from. You got to call on the name of Jesus. And when you get down and out, you got to look up and say, oh, Lord, I need you one more time. I might be weak in my body, but I'm so glad that God will renew your strength. Is there anybody know that when you are weak, God will make you strong? When you're down and out, God will make a way out of no way. Anybody know him as a miracle worker? Anybody know him as that one that you can always depend on? I stop by to tell somebody, we got to hear the word. But you got to do more than just be a hearer. You got to be a doer as well. That means that when God say go, you got to be up and go about your Father's business. When God say sit down and be quiet, it's time to sit down and be quiet. When God say I want you to be everything you can be, because I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Anybody thankful for your life this morning? Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. I thank the Lord for all of his blessings. and for all that he's yet still doing. God truly will strengthen us when we're tired and when we don't feel like going through. God will renew our strength. Nothing like the Spirit of Christ. Nothing like depending on God. Sometimes this is another one of those days where you start off in low gear and you stay in low gear because you just don't have that boost. And I'm not worried about the boots. I just thank God for remembering and wanting to be a doer of the Word of God. I'm so glad that nobody expect me to be nowhere this afternoon. I'm going to kick back and look at NCI Los Angeles. Then I'm going to switch over and watch Gunsmoke and just lay there. Thank the Lord for another day. God's blessings forever be upon you. We got to press our way. If you want to be blessed, you got to show God that you want a blessing. You can't wallow in self-pity because somebody's in a worse condition than you are in. But it's that mindset. You got to believe that God will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. And when you think about every one of those messages, something in that message should have encouraged you to keep on moving forward. Press toward that mark of the high calling of God. And as we shared on yesterday for Sister Mary, if you want to get your crown, you got to be faithful. You got to trust God and know that God will go with you every step of the way. We thank God again this morning for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank God for being the God that we can always trust and depend on. We thank God for our children this morning, singing and dancing and lifting up the name of Jesus. And I appreciate those that work with our young ushers that even allowed them to come out throughout the revival. They got to know that it's more than just Sunday morning. When the church doors are open, there's room for them to come in and to work. And to let God be their God.